one more time. Let us pray together. Heavenly Father, we have gotten used to our pianist playing. We praise God for her, but we also praise God for Keith and getting everything ready this morning for music in about 20 minutes as he found out there wouldn't be one here. So we praise God for being able to turn that way and make sure that we're able to sing and do what we want to do in the singing. We ask, O Lord, that you would bless our time together, that you would open up our hearts to you, and that you would grant us a strength and a praise beyond anything we can imagine. May God's peace and God's love overwhelm us, and may we find your love inside of us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. A song you might know, Amazing Grace. We're singing 1, 2, 3, and 6 of this hymn. Stand and turn to page 885 for the A Modern Affirmation, page 885, or find it on the screen. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is one true church, apostolic and universal, whose holy faith let us now declare. We believe in God the Father, infinite in wisdom, power, and love, whose mercy is over all his words, and whose will is ever directed to his children's good. We believe in Jesus Christ, Son of God and Son of Man, the gift of the Father's unfailing grace, the ground of our hope, and the promise of our deliverance from sin and death. We believe in the Holy Spirit as a divine presence in our lives, whereby we are kept in perpetual remembrance of the truth of Christ, and find strength and help in time of need. We believe that this faith should manifest itself in the service of love as set forth in the example of our blessed Lord, to the end that the kingdom of God may come upon the earth. Amen. I'd ask that you would join with me in a time of prayer. Do you want to lift up any prayer concerns or joys this morning? What? Maui, yes. 95, I think, the last I heard of people had passed away and at Maui because of the fire. So yes, we want to lift up our brothers and sisters there. Anyone else? All right, let us pray together. Our Lord and our God, we thank you for your presence at this time. We know that within the souls of each person here, there are prayer requests of family and of friends, of things in their own lives that they do not want to bring forth but are there that they are concerned about. We know, O Lord, that as we watch upon the face of our earth and see all the things that are happening, that we pray for those places where war is broken out and continues to be waged. And all the dear folks who are not part of that war but are caught in the middle of it, the ones who are refugees who have run from place to place, the ones who struggle to have food and water simply to get through the day, we ask that you would bless them and give them strength and peace and let them find your hope. We pray, O Lord, that you'd allow us this day to lift up our brothers and sisters in Maui. As we saw the pictures, O Lord, of people running from the fire and jumping into the ocean to try to save their lives, let us see that picture within our own hearts and let us know that you are there, but be with them, Lord, and bless them. And in your presence, let them find a safe place to live. Let them be comforted by your spirit and by the people around them. And let them feel your love. And for our very state, where all the storms have come through this past week, we know that those storms have been difficult. Sometimes we've actually been caught in them ourselves. And that we've watched as some of the destruction has happened. And that we just pray, O Lord, that you would protect us and keep us. Now, as a family gathered together, from different families, but of one family through Jesus Christ, we ask, Lord, that you would bless and give us that strength and that peace and that love to pray for each other, to not be afraid to lift each other up, and to have a hope and a grace and a peace that only you can give. So in that, let us open ourselves up to the power of your Spirit, to hear that Spirit today and to know that you are present. Now allow us this morning, as family gathered together, to pray the prayer that you taught your children, the apostles, when you said to them, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. We'd ask our ushers to come forth this time, please. Let us pray together. May the giving of this moment be seen in the love we have for each other and in the grace we've received from you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. And as you are enjoying standing, amen, let us sing hymn 400, Come Thy Fount of Ever Blessing, and then remain standing for the reading of God's holy word. Epistle of the Hebrews, chapter 11, reading only verse 7. By faith, Noah, warned by God about events as yet unseen, respected the warning and built an ark to save his household. By this, he condemned the world and became an heir to the righteousness that is in accordance with faith. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Let us pray together. It is in the gift of this moment. It is in the power of your love. It is in the grace that has been offered us that we have faith walking with us. That faith walks with us in all that we say and do. That faith gives us hope and strength. That faith is what keeps us going. We ask, O Lord, then that you give us in that faith the ability and the strength to move in the way you would have us move, to be faithful the way you'd have us be faithful, and to listen to the story of the ark. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. How y'all doing? Everybody all right? Smiling, happy, feeling good? Get an amen? All right. Well, you're not Baptist yet, but you're working towards the Hallelujah Methodist anyway. I want us to think about the story that we are talking about. And I could have read, and I brought my note just to make sure that I got it right. Genesis 6, 9 through Genesis 9, 17 is the reading for this morning. Now, somehow I didn't think any of y'all wanted me to read 6, 9 through 9, 17 of Genesis today. But I think I need to ask a few questions about the story of Noah before we go any farther. This may seem simple, but I need you to work with me. How many of y'all know the story of Noah? Y'all know the story? Remember the ark? Y'all know. I don't see. Not everybody's raising their hands. Maybe I need to go read all those verses. All of a sudden, hands went up. If you know the story, you know that Noah then builds an ark because it's going to rain. Right? To everybody's life, I put this in just for fun. To everybody's life, a little rain must fall. Amen? Especially this week, which seems like it's rained a lot. I think I've been caught in every inch of it. But anyway, and so he builds an ark for something that's not going to happen, or has never happened, rather, and the people around him believe it's not going to happen. Remember at the time of Noah, how did the earth get watered? From dew and from the subterranean ocean rivers that came up and watered the earth at night while people slept. There was no rain. So when he begins to preach about rain, he's preaching about something that's never occurred. They don't know what it's like. Man, can you imagine the earth without rain? That you go to bed at night and your crops need watering and subterranean oceans, rivers, they water it, or the dew waters it, and everything's completely wet the next morning and your crops grow and you don't worry about drought, you don't worry about any of those things, because that's how it's watered. I like it. How about y'all? For those of us who like to golf, if we just do that at night while we're sleeping, wake up next morning, ground's dry, ready to go. Amen. No worry about rain or anything. That works out well. No trees being torn down by the wind. It's all just nice and calm. So he's preaching about something that's never happened, that's never been needed, and he's going to build a boat in the middle of a place that has no water for it to float in. And that's his task. You imagine the neighbors? You're building what? How are you going to get it over the Red Sea, Noah? How are you going to move that thing as big as it's going to be? Well, it's going to float when the rains come. Can you imagine his children? If you watch this real carefully, Noah is saved because of who? Because of his faith in God. It never mentioned that his children were faithful. Never mentioned that his wife went along with the story. None of y'all have ever had your spouse being made fun of, and you think the spouse is just as crazy as everybody else, have you? I mean, think about the process of this. You look at that, and can you imagine? I mean, never says she's on board with this. She's like, Noah, what are you doing? This would be like my normal day at home. Hey, honey, what are you doing? What do you think? What were you thinking when you did that? You know, it's that kind of process. And so he's building for something that's never happened in a place that it's not needed with people who don't believe in the God he's building it for. Except for that, it's just a normal day. Everything's just like it's supposed to be. This is the story of Noah. So he builds, and if you think about it, he's building an ark for the unseen. It's never happened before, so he's building for the unseen. You ever thought about that? What is it that you build for that's unseen? And we like to see, don't we? Show us a sign, O Lord, and we'll believe in you, Jesus. Show us a sign that you are who you say you are. Tell us and show us that you are the person that you proclaim to be. Let us see a sign. They even ask him, by what power do you do this through? And Jesus says, well, let's talk about John the Baptist. Was his baptism of earthly or heavenly baptism? And all the people who question him get in a huddle and say, well, now, if we say it's from earth, they're liable to lynch us. If we say it's from heaven, they're going to know why we didn't believe. And they look at Jesus and say, well, we don't know. And somehow I just see the grin on Jesus' face. And I'm not going to tell you either where I get this from. We're always wanting a sign. They're just here, Noah, family, everybody want him to give them a sign. And yet he believes in the unseen. So if we believe in the unseen, is it possible that sitting in the pews with us today is God through the Holy Spirit? That residing in us is the unseen Spirit that we call the Holy Spirit? Is it possible that we have all things going on around us with the saints? You know, we sing that song, for all the saints who for their burdens rest. And we talk about the cloud of witnesses. Think of the process of all that we believe in, and yet, if something like that occurred today, think how we would not believe it actually happened. See, that's part of what our issue is. We want to see something. See, faith says that you believe in something before it happens, and you give thanks before it occurs. Wow. Have you ever wondered if Noah said, Lord, don't you make me build this thing and it not rain? You ever thought about that? See, I don't think that's how it happened. I think he believed the whole time, don't you? Because he had a faith in the unseen. Now, I want to read to you back at verse 7. I want to read to you a little part of this, and I want you to think through this with me. It says this. This started at the very beginning, because it's not that long. By faith, Noah, warned by God about events yet unseen, respected the warning and built an ark to save his household. By this, he condemned the world and became an heir. Judgment on the world. I wonder if he invited anybody else. You ever thought about that? Walking around building. That's made Noah left-handed. Walking around building. He's nailing the nails. He's putting it together. He's measuring it out. Everybody's making fun of him. They're ridiculing him and laughing at him. You ever wonder if he said, You want to help me build and you can get on with me? It's kind of like saying in our world today, do you want to believe in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and join me in the journey? Have you ever think about what happens when you invite and they say no? Have you ever thought about what it was like for Noah when he's finishing and he's gathered the animals in? I really think he had less trouble with the animals than he did the people. I really do. I mean, I think, according to scriptures, if Jesus and his people hadn't spoke when he entered Jerusalem, the very rocks would have cried out. So don't you think the animals just kind of, I think we all think we got Noah out there on a horse roping people, animals, and bringing them in. I really don't think it worked that way. I think God called the animals and they came. And they showed up and they went in two by two. It was the humans he had trouble with. Can you imagine his children? None of y'all have ever had to do the following to your children. You go do what I said to do, whether you like it or not. None of y'all have ever said anything like that, have you? None of y'all have ever said, being good Southern people, not all of you, but most of you, I'm going to tan your hide if you don't do what I told you to do. I just hear Noah now. Boy, you get your bottom on that boat and I don't want to hear another word out of you. I don't care if you believe it or not. I believe it enough for both of us. I'm building the thing. You're getting on it. And you can get on it one way or you can get on another way, but you're getting on it. Now, I don't know if that went that way or not, but can you hear it? Think about it. We all think all the family was like, well, you know, Dad built this. Well, we all just get on there, and you know, and they helped and all that stuff. And maybe they did. But it sounds like the only person that believes in this whole story is Noah. And because he believes, and everybody else doesn't, he condemns the world by their unbelief. By faith, y'all can quote this with me, we are saved, not by our works, but by the works of God. Jesus, depending on which translation you read. And when we believe and they don't, guess what we just did? We acted just like Noah. We talked just like Noah. We invited them on the boat, the ark of God, the covenant of worship. And when they don't come, guess what? They condemn themselves. But we're helping. This says, and it's clear, in verse 7, by this he condemned the world and became the heir to righteousness that is according to faith. Faith is the claim of grace. You claim it. We, by our faith, proclaim our faith, and grace is given to us. See, I still believe, and I know that we're not popular with this, but I still believe it is by faith you're saved through your faith in Jesus Christ. That is the path to eternity. And that is the path. We don't get to choose others. And why do I believe that? Because Jesus said so. I got no other authority but Him. When He says you have to come through me, through Jesus. It is that faith that saves and condemns all in the same word. It is that faith that, as we've talked about in Wednesday night Bible study, that sometimes pits parent against child, brother against brother, and sister against sister. It is that faith that has a belief that changes us. So the question for us is, do we have faith in the unseen, faith and belief that people will ridicule, and faith and belief that saves and condemns all at the same time? Is that our faith? This is a place in this moment that we actually need to look inside of ourselves and ask the question, how strong is our faith? How strong? And I didn't say your faith. I said, how strong is our faith? We're all included. I'm always reminded of one of the sayings that John Wesley had, preach faith until you get it, and then preach it because you have it. Sometimes preachers lose faith like everybody else does, and then you preach it till you get it back. Because sometimes we doubt about things like everybody else does. Just who we are. So we preach and we teach and we live by faith. So how many of y'all, Noah shows up again and he decides he's going to build an ark in the front yard of Rockwood United Methodist Church, because he knows that next week or next month or next year, however long it takes to build that ark, that this whole area is going to be covered in 30 feet of water. And he's going to be on the boat dry. How many of y'all are grabbing a hammer and helping? Or how many of y'all are saying, that guy's lost it? Pastor I grew up with would say to us all the time that he graduated second grade. He had to go to work because his father died as a child to support his family. We knew why, but that's what happened. And he used to say to us, I don't know a lot, but what I know as well as anybody else knows. And then he would say, and I know my Jesus saved me because I have faith in the salvation. And I would remind you that Jesus says we have to become like a child in our faith. Faith is what changes us. So how many of y'all are ready to build an ark? A couple of times the trustees in this church would tell you we needed an ark for the roof in this congregation for a while, because it was leaking like a sieve. Thought Noah missed a plank. They've got it back on. But that's not the one I'm talking about. I'm talking about the ark of your heart. How strong is it been built? And how faithful are you in it? Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the joy of salvation and the risk we take by having it. We thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit and the risk we have by not living it. We thank you for this morning. May we, with every ounce of our being, have the ark of faith in our heart. Our hammers are ready. Let us nail on. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. The altar is open if you want to come and pray. We'd invite you to page 399. Take my life and let it be. Let us stand and sing together as we sing from the hymn book. Sick? Okay. See what she lives with. And so, well, thank you for being here this morning. There's no charge for getting out early. It's 2 weeks in a row. Please don't get used to it. And so remember now, in a couple of weeks when I have something that goes to 10 after, you owe me 30 minutes. Okay. And so we're in good shape that way. Let us pray together. Well, Lord, we've talked about the ark. Now let us build one and head for the open waters. The open waters are the people of our community. Fields are ripe for harvest. Let us take the boat and go harvest. The souls of this world need you. Bless and keep and let them be filled with your Spirit. We offer what we've done today in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. May we go on your peace. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.